This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Committee on Commerce and Energy will come to order. First, we'd like to welcome everyone here in the room and also our internet listeners this morning. We'd like to remind everyone to turn off your cell phones. This will be the last time we'll be together to say that. We will remind all testifiers to please sign in. And if you're a lobbyist representing another organization, make sure your badge is on and visible to the committee. And we will remind you to please render all of your questions through the chair. And we will ask the secretary to call the roll since my vice chair sent the pages off on an errand.
Senator Curd. Senator Kennedy.
Here.
Monroe.
Here.
Nelson.
Here.
Novstrup.
Here.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Sagalzer.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay. Okay. We would like to please have our new page come and introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about where you're from and what you plan to do next year.
I'm Tommy Niles. I'm a senior at Plankeyton High School, and next year I plan on attending the University of Minnesota Twin Cities for psychology.
Okay, thank you and welcome. Okay, next item will be to approve the minutes.
Well, Mr. Chairman, personal privilege.
Okay, personal privilege from Senator Schoenbeck.
I'd just like to point out that this is our last meeting, and I haven't ever screwed up with that gavel all session. I just want to tell you, I've been an outstanding vice chairman.
Yes, every time I've offered it to him, he's...
appreciate you.
Every time I've offered him the gavel, he's refused it, so... It's the only way he could keep his perfect record. Unblemished this session. Okay, next we need to approve the minutes. Can I? Senator Nelson moves we approve the minutes. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Kennedy. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, minutes are approved. Okay, our first bill this morning is House Bill 1034, an act to revise certain provisions regarding unemployment insurance contribution rates. We will now take proponent testimony. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, committee members. I am Marcia Holtman. I am the Secretary for the Department of Labor and Regulation and happy to be here with you this morning. The first bill that I'd like to visit with you about is HB 1034. And what this bill does is provides a tax break to employers by lowering all tax rates by 0.05%. Historically, in 2016, the Unemployment Insurance Advisory Council unanimously recommended adjusting unemployment insurance tax rates based on the health of the trust fund. The alternate tax table found in Schedule B is a reduced rate schedule and is triggered for the upcoming year when the trust fund is an average high cost multiplier of 1.6 on June 30th. So there's a complex methodology that goes into determining that AHCM, which I'll spare you that right now. But we have found since then, to keep the trust fund balance at the targeted level, a further reduction to Schedule B is needed. Therefore, Schedule B needs to be reduced by another 0.05% when the trust fund is at that AHCM of 1.6. This adjusted schedule is estimated to result in a tax reduction of $2.5 million to South Dakota's employers. Sections 1 and 2 and the application of the current contribution rate reserve ratio table after 2019 and establish the new contribution rate reserve ratio table for 2020 and forward. Section 3 and 4 update citations to the investment fee and administrative fee statutes to reference the most current tax table. So this bill really is one that is very simple and straight to the point. I encourage your support of this tax reduction for South Dakota's employers and would stand by for questions.
Thank you. Is there any additional proponent testimony? Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, David Owen, South Dakota Chamber of Commerce and Industry. This legislative process sees all kinds of theories. We set up formulas that are going to result in this, and then a good portion of the time we have to come in and go, well, that didn't work. It's a relief, if not a joy, to sit down and go, this theory's working, and the rates are coming down. The department does a great job. I'll break a rule, Mr. Chairman, and save you some time. We actually endorse this bill and the next one. That'll save some time. Thank you.
Thank you. Additional proponent.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Lindsay Ryder-Rapp, registered lobbyist for the National Federation of Independent Business. We likewise support this measure. We've studied the trust fund balance a lot over the years. The department has spent a lot of time determining what a healthy trust fund balance would look like. I think we're at a really good spot, and certainly we would endorse any tax cuts, given the fact that our balance is where it needs to be. Thank you.
Thank you. Additional proponent.
Good morning. Deborah Owen, Sioux Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. We, too, want to recognize the Department of Labor through Secretary Holtman's leadership in bringing this this balance. Back in 2009, things were in real trouble, and to the leadership of the Department of Labor and the previous administration, we have seen the system work. So we ask you to support this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Additional proponent testimony.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Jim Hood, South Dakota Retailers Association, and we do rise in support of this bill. The system is working as designed and would appreciate your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Additional proponent testimony. Additional proponent. Is there anyone who wants to oppose a tax cut?
I want everybody to know this bill originated in my district.
I'm going to refrain from a comment. Senator Schoenbeck.
Wouldn't that be where all the taxes originate from, too?
Okay, since we have no opponent testimony, we will dispense with rebuttal to any questions of the committee. Seeing none, do we have any discussion and or action? Senator Kennedy.
Move to pass.
Okay, we have a motion, do pass motion from Senator Kennedy, seconded by Senator Monroe. Any discussion of that motion? Okay, seeing none, we'll ask the Secretary to please call the roll.
Senator Curd?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Novstrup?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Unanimous.
Okay, we have unanimous consent on House Bill 1034. Senator Nelson?
I would move consent.
We have a motion for consent. Do we have a second? Okay, we have a motion for consent from Senator Nelson, second from Senator Kennedy. Senator Curd, correct the record. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, House Bill 1034 will be on the consent calendar. Okay, our next bill is House Bill 1035, an act to rename the unemployment insurance program to the reemployment assistance program. Is there a proponent testimony?
Thank you. Mr. Chair, again, Marsha Holtman, Secretary of the Department of Labor and Regulation, and thank you for your consideration of the previous bill as well as this one. Before I start on the intent of this bill, I want to give just a brief history on unemployment insurance. The unemployment insurance program provides temporary weekly payments to people who have lost their jobs through no fault of their own. The payments are meant for unemployed persons to temporarily provide basic necessities for themselves and their families while seeking new employment. The basic idea is that the money would immediately be spent, thus not only helping the individuals, but the communities that they live in. Public employment insurance first appeared in Wisconsin in 1932 as part of an effort to provide relief to workers who were unemployed as a result of the 1929 financial collapse. Six other states followed suit before the first federal program appeared in the Social Security Act of 1935. By 1937, every state in the Union had, and then territories of Alaska and Hawaii, had enacted the unemployment insurance program. It is important to note that this bill makes absolutely no changes to the administration of this long-standing program, neither to the collection of taxes nor to the payments of benefits. Words, however, are very important. Unemployment insurance literally means insurance when unemployed. The connotation of these words is equally important. While lengthy, this bill makes one simple, albeit impactful, change to the unemployment insurance system. Rather than being called unemployment insurance, which denotes it is a benefit you receive while being unemployed, with the passage of this bill, the program would be referred to as reemployment assistance. Please remember, the support for individuals who have lost their job through no fault of their own is intended to assist individuals until they have a new job. The subtle name change proposed in HB 1035 better reflects the overall intent of this program. In recent history, the Department of Labor and Regulation has increased our efforts on helping unemployed individuals find their next job. Under our reemployment services program, each week an unemployment insurance claimant receives benefits and remains unemployed, we increase the amount of services, job referrals, and assistance required. This is because the longer someone remains unemployed, the more challenging reemployment becomes. In keeping with our philosophy of assisting individuals to re-enter the workforce as quickly as possible, I ask your support of HB 1035. It is again important to note that this bill makes no changes to the collection of taxes nor to the payment of benefits. The administration of this program also would not be impacted. I respectfully request your support of this bill and our mission to help individuals re-enter the workforce as productive members. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there additional proponent testimony on House Bill 1035? One more time for additional proponent testimony. Is there any opponent testimony to House Bill 1035? Okay, seeing none, we will dispense with rebuttal again, and we'll move to any questions from the committee. Okay, seeing none, we'll move to discussion and or action. Senator Schoenbeck.
Move to pass.
Second. We have a due pass motion from Senator Schoenbeck, seconded by Senator Monroe. Any discussion of that motion? Seeing none, we'll ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Senator Curd?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Novstrup?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Unanimous.
Okay, having received unanimous vote of the committee, House Bill 1035 is declared passed. Any additional motion? Senator Kennedy. We have a move for consent by Senator Kennedy. Senator Nostrup, are you objecting or seconding? Okay. That's my next question. Who would like to take this on the floor? I've spoken too much lately.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
The good senator from Houston would like to talk to him.
Any objection other than the senator from Hughes County?
Mr. Chairman, personal privilege, kind of. Oh. Actually, in the part of the committee, there's another yellow suspicious shirt over there.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
And that to Senator Monroe.
And would our new page please step up and introduce yourself, where you're from, where you plan to go next year?
My name is Kennedy Tesh. I'm from Estillon High School, and next year I plan to attend SDSU to major in journalism.
That was Estillon?
Yes.
Well, you can thank me for helping pay your tuition.
Okay, thank you.
I have a cabin in the Estillon School District. So. Okay, that brings us to... No, that was late coming. Okay, we now come to House Bill 1219, an act to revise certain provisions regarding surplus line insurance. Do we have any proponents, and have you handed out your amendment?
not yet. Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Kyle Shanefish, representative for District 19. HB 1219 seeks to allow health insurance for individuals traveling or temporary living abroad to be purchased on surplus lines. Surplus lines offer insurance that isn't available from licensed providers. Health insurance can't be purchased from unlicensed providers, but currently this type of coverage isn't sold by licensed providers. So this bill would be a way for South Dakotans to purchase this type of coverage. I do have a passport myself, so maybe I will even need this coverage someday. Even just in my area, there's a group that takes people on overseas trips every year, so there is a need for this type of insurance. 1219 came out of the House on consent and would appreciate your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Additional proponent testimony. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Randy Moses, Independent Insurance Agents of South Dakota. This is a very good piece of legislation. We do need this legislation currently. There are no licensed insurance companies that are offering individual health insurance to people when they're traveling overseas. So if you're traveling, you're not part of a group, your employer doesn't provide the coverage, the tour, maybe you're not associated with a tour that provides coverage, you're on your own. Because it can't be legally purchased under current law. So this is an unfortunate situation, but we need this legislation passed to allow our health insurance agents here in South Dakota to be able to sell through what's called the surplus lines market, that is selling through with an insurance company that's not licensed in the state of South Dakota. So this fills a very much a need. Just to give you an idea how many people we're talking about here, I looked at some statistics from the federal government on passports issued. In South Dakota, we're issuing between 25 and 30,000 passports a year. There's a lot of people that do traveling, and so this is really a real need for this kind of legislation. There's been made mention of an amendment. Without belaboring things, we would not consider any amendments friendly. we would appreciate you passing this much-needed piece of legislation. Thank you.
Thank you. Additional proponent testimony. Okay, additional proponent testimony. Seeing none, is there any opponent testimony? Any opponent testimony? Seeing none, we will dispense with rebuttal again and move to committee questioning.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Nelson.
Thank you. Question for the primary sponsor or Randy. Is currently, is it allowed any type of life insurance when traveling abroad? Is that available for sale?
We are not aware of any problems being able to buy life insurance through the regular market. It's just health insurance where there's a problem with no licensed insurers offering it.
Okay, so people can buy situational life insurance if they're traveling overseas?
Certainly, yes, okay. Senator, yes.
All right, thank you.
Okay, any additional committee questions? Okay, seeing none, we will move to committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Nelson.
I would move do pass.
Do pass motion from Senator Nelson. Do we have a second? Second from Senator Curd. Any discussion of the motion?
I commend the primary sponsor for bringing it forward. I think it's a great legislation and happy to support it.
Any additional? Seeing none, we'll ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Senator Curd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Novstrup?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Unanimous.
Okay, having received unanimous support, House Bill 1219 is declared passed. Sure. Senator Nelson.
I would move consent.
I have a motion for consent from Senator Nelson. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second from Senator Kennedy. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Unanimous. House Bill 1219 will move to the floor on the consent calendar. And before we all run out of here, the chair has one more item for this morning, and we will hand to Wenzel and Mary Beth. Just a little something to say thank you to our staff for this session. We've enjoyed working with you, and hopefully we'll see you again next year. This time, and we will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Have a motion to adjourn by Senator Monroe, seconded by Senator Schoenbeck. All in favor indicate by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We are adjourned.